kid.
Kinda, some people have given you the name Wonder Boy. Do you like this nickname? What nickname do you prefer?
I like the Dutch Oven.
The Dutch Oven.
I thought that was hilarious.
You do?
Yeah, okay, I thought that was a good one.
Good
I don't even know who came up with it or what, how it happened, but
okay,
the first day I saw it out there.
You liked it?
Yeah, it was love.
So you heard it here first. Derek Holland endorses the nickname Dutch Oven.
Yeah.
Derek, congratulations on a 1-0 start to the season. We do appreciate it.
Congratulations on this interview.
Thank you.
It's good.
It's a Lone Star Love Fest every afternoon at 3 on the Hardline. Born here, bred here, talking sports here. Mike Reiner and Corby Davidson, only on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
All right, it's 1:58. It's your very good friends, Bob and Dan here. Your guy you're not so sure about, Donovan. Cribs.
That wasn't a very good fade.
Cribs, who lost the ability to fade. And Seabass, we must now congratulate ourselves as we talk to Derek Holland of the Texas Rangers, live from spring training, we would guess. Hello, Derek Holland of the Texas Rangers.
Is this Robert and Daniel?
Yes, it is.
Wow, this is amazing. Wow. Hello, guys.
Greetings, Derek. How are you today?
I am wonderful. How about yourself?
So, Wonder Boy, Lamp. I always liked Lamp myself. But I guess
I love the Lamp.
I guess you were happy to move on to Dutch Oven after Lamp.
Yeah. You know, it's one of a kind. That's just kind of how it is. It's an awesome name. You're jealous already. I can tell.
I do love it. So, yeah, I'm jealous of your life for sure. This offseason, didn't we see him at the AAC a few times? What is your offseason like?
He goes to sporting events quite often, it appears.
Indeed, I do. My offseason consists of hockey, being a fan. I think I get a little too caught up in it. I know I probably annoyed the Stars by going down there so much just to see them. But, I mean, I love hockey. Got to support my teams. I went and saw the Mavericks. Got to support them once again. I didn't really get to see too much Cowboys action, a little disappointed, but I'll make a better effort this coming year. And just basically being a fan, and then once that certain time frame hits, it's time to bear down and hit the weights.
Your love of hockey is suspicious. There are hockey fans, but when you're so over the top into hockey like you, I'm always wondering, what about the Derek Holland story don't I know? Because you're going to Stars games, you're out there, you're going to Coyotes games, you're a fan of the sport more than you are of a particular team, right?
I know Dallas is not going to like this because, you know, being from Ohio, sorry, I got to support my hometown team, and that's going to be the Blue Jackets. I'm a big Blue Jackets fan. Favorite player, without a doubt, is Rick Nash. But, you know, I love watching hockey. That's the main thing. As long as it's a good game, I'm happy to be there and to watch it. And the Coyotes are definitely a great team to watch. And the Stars were really good to watch when I was there. I think I need to come back, give them that winning mojo. I was good luck when I was there.
So were you living in Ohio when the Blue Jackets were born?
Oh, of course I was. I was still in high school.
Okay.
Actually, I think I was in middle school. Let's see, 2000. Yeah, I was in middle school when the Blue Jackets came to town.
Just young. 2000. Just a young eighth grader, just an impressionable young lad.
In Newark.
In good old Newark, Ohio.
What is that, around Columbus?
Yeah, but they call it NERK. NERK. NERK.
NERK. Like Lancaster. NERK, like Lancaster down there is Lancaster, right?
Yeah, we call it Lancaster, and you guys call it Lancaster or something. Like that. I don't know how you guys would say it.
Well, I am from Ohio as well. Used to drive through there on my way to Athens.
Well, you guys should do the secret cheer.
You want to do the secret Ohio cheer? No, we'll save that.
No, I don't do any of that Ohio crap. If you're going to give me some Buckeye stuff, you might as well just stop right where you're at.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Where do you roll on that?
I roll with Michigan on that one.
Oh, my. Oh, wow. What a controversial stance.
That is controversial. Why would you hate Ohio State? Did they not recruit you?
Because, that's like later on. I was born. These Jets are, I hope you guys can hear those. Those are loud. I was recruited, when I grew up, I was a big Michigan fan. Biakabatuka was my favorite player growing up. and then it was Charles Woodson, Desmond Howard, and Chad Henne. And then, you know, after that, Michigan kind of took a downfall, which we're still in it. And I was going to go play ball. I played ball down south in Alabama, and I wanted to come back home playing for my family and stuff. And Bob Todd from Ohio State decided to say that they don't recruit junior college players.
Oh.
They weren't into it. I was like, oh, all right, well, best luck to you. That gives me another reason to hate you guys even more.
So, you had a chance you were going to jump over onto their bandwagon, and they lost
you. No, that wouldn't happen, though. That wouldn't happen.
Good taste, though. You roll with Charles Woodson back in the day. You got...
I got the old Desmond Howard hanging up in my room right now. Nice Heisman Trophy winner.
So were you all into the Fab Five? Did you watch the Fab Five documentary?
I did, actually. I actually recorded it. I want to see it all. I only got to watch half of it, and then I had to take my parents out to dinner. So,
well, we don't want to give away...
excuse.
We don't want to give away the end, but he calls a timeout.
Yeah. You're right. I forgot all about that. Thanks for the reminder of our
dynasty. It's coming. It'll be there in the second half. All right. Derek Holland is with us on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. He is a man with just a lot going on. I see you online all the time with your new Twitter addiction, at Dutch_oven45, by the way, if you want to follow him. He's very accessible. Seems like you're a man of the people on there. You're looking to just kind of get together with your fans a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I have fun, and then I wait for, you know, the comments. I'll say something back to you guys. I'm usually pretty on top of it, but, you know, sometimes I kind of, you know, get caught up in what I got to take care of at home with, you know, my family being here, and, you know, sometimes that dog of mine wants to distract me and keep me from doing anything. He's got to, you know, you got to get his attention. Other than that, yeah, I get on that Twitter. I can't believe how addicted I get to it.
It is addicting. Now, explain the whole family scene to us. Who's all there? What do you mean by you got family with you? What's the count on that?
No. My family is in town.
Just a visit.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a little visit, you know, a little spring break for them, kind of, I guess.
Well, what constitutes family? You're not married, are you?
No, I'm not. Mom and dad is
okay.
They're still married?
Well, we're just making sure which generation of family we have here.
I'm still a young buck.
That's what I thought.
Still working around.
Now, does dad pay?
What's that? No. This is their visit. This is me taking care of them. They've done enough for me as I was growing up. It's my turn to give back to them.
Okay. There you go. See?
Just wondering how the dynamic works when you're a big time...
Yeah, you got to take care of the...
big star athlete. Did you buy him a new house or a bigger one that looks exactly the same like they did in The Jerk?
not yet. We're going to wait for that. Once I get a contract, I'm going to be taking care of them for sure.
We're going to wait for arbitration.
They've done a lot for me. So.
Here's what you got to do is you got to go talk to Feliz and go, man, closing is better. Closing is what, you know, if you want to make the rotation, make sure you make the rotation. Just kind of plant that in his head. Just try to get the competition out of the way.
No, if I had, I'll take it. I mean, if he wants to get in that rotation, he's going to have to beat me for it. That's the way I see it. I got to, you know, we're both competing for the same job. I mean, maybe I should try to compete for him to get that closer.
Is that a lot of, let me ask you, pressure. What are we doing here?
I don't know. I think we have a car full of, Hollands, perhaps.
No, I wanted to ask you about the pressure of... Compare pressure. Here you are in spring training games where fans and nobody but you and the guy you're facing probably at the plate really cares about spring training games. So you've got that, but this is your job. This is to win a spot in the rotation. This is huge. Compare that to you're facing the Yankees in game four or you're in the World Series pitching. Is it similar pressure or not at all?
Technically, it's not at all, but the way I've got it, either way, I've got a job to do. I don't really, I don't put too much on myself. I know what my job is, and that's to throw strikes and get people out. And whether it's spring training, the World Series, or playing wiffle ball against you, I'm going to do my part and strike you out, do what I can to win.
You know, just kind of getting to know you, and we're not best friends or anything, but we kind of know you a little bit, and we've certainly seen you from from a short distance for quite a while. It's just it's weird to process your personality against that guy that people were worried about after the World Series, kind of wondering, man, is this experience going to help or hurt Derek Holland? Just, you know, kind of going through that meltdown a little bit in what game two, I suppose. It kind of you don't seem like a dude who kind of sits with that stuff very long, though. It kind of seems like you can put the past in the past pretty easily, and unlike Chris Webber, you don't seem like a guy that you know. I mean, people say that timeout haunted him for a long, long time. I'm not saying you're haunting proof, but I kind of get the sense that you're not too worried about that.
First off, why are we not best friends? That kind of chaps my butt a little bit. Well, and second,
yeah,
we'll come back to that. We'll let you laugh it up a little bit. Get your little giggles in. Second, I don't really worry about those things. Like, even yesterday, I got golf carts flying by me. You know, it was a rough outing yesterday, but you got to turn the page. You got to take the positives, learn from those, and take your negatives and learn from those.
Did you read people talking about what was, you know, just how your reaction might be? Do you read that stuff? You got to be. You seem like you're online all the time.
Oh, it's all around me. It's kind of hard not to see it, but at the same time, you can't. Who cares? I mean, why don't you put them in my shoes and see what that's like? Not being mean at all, but, you know, if they pitch in the World Series, you know, people are going to say stuff about you, too, if you don't throw a strike. But you just got to learn how to deal with it, have fun with it. And that's my main thing. I've been having fun ever since that's happened. I've been myself, and I even regrouped. I mean, pretty sure the second time out after game two.
Yeah.
I think I was throwing strikes again. So, I mean, it's one of those things. You can't sit and dwell on it. Just because something happens, it's not going to ruin anything for you. I mean, if I throw a change, it's the first time I've thrown a changeup or something like that, and I throw it to Longoria and he hits it over the fence, I'm still going to keep throwing changeups. It's not going to change anything. You got to not worry about what happened. You got to turn the page and keep working from there.
Short memory.
Short-term memory. Woo!
Let's say...
That's what you asked me.
Let's say Feliz made the rotation and you didn't somehow. Could closing be in your future? Or do you not see yourself as that kind of guy?
I mean, I did a little bit in college, and I've been a reliever, so, I mean, I can do it, but it's not my call. But the way I see it right now, I'm going for a starting job. But if that did happen, then we'll go from there.
Well, we're huge fans. We hope to be best friends soon.
Let's kick our friendship up a notch.
And we're the three.
Hey, you guys, I've been open arms waiting for you.
We could be the three best friends that anybody could have.
I don't know. That's tough to beat Ben and Skin right there.
Well, and then you could sing that
and
song.
And we're the three best friends that anybody could have. We're the three best friends that anyone could have. We're the three best friends that anyone can have. And we'll never, ever,
we'll never, ever, 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 ever let each other go.
Yeah, we're not here to creep you out, though. That's why we keep a safe non-gay distance, you know. So that's...
It's all right. You guys stalk me, so it's okay. I like that.
There we go. We'll talk on Twitter. It'll be good times. Derek, Godspeed.
Yeah, if you guys need me again.
Hey, and we'll call you again. How's that? So there.
And even on the Twitter questionnaires or whatever you had me do.
That's our, what's the, Groobs, what is that? The 2300? Is that, those are our listeners, man. You know, I support them. I just,
me too.
You know, so if you're on there with those guys on Twitter, then it's all good. But I will only bother you for radio purposes.
Oh, so that's a separate group.
It's just listeners. They're not. They're separate but equal.
Gotcha.
But not quite equal.
Oh, okay. Confusing, but worked.
It's all very confusing.
Well, congratulations on this interview. And we look forward.
Excuse me. Those are my lines.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought as best friends we could kind of share things. Like I could borrow your shirt. And lines.
If you wanted, I got a couple. If you want to borrow one.
All right. We'll do that when you get back in
then
town.
Then, like Tommy Boy, you can kind of rip the sleeves out a little bit.
You got to get me a Charlie Sheen shirt because I want to be by winning.
Man, you got a lot going on. All right, Derek, good times, man.
You trying to kick me off the radio?
Well, no, not well. I guess
pretty
I am.
Much, yeah.
We're kind of done.
Yeah.
But
wow. We are the manager. We are asking for the ball. You place it in our hand.
You did very well.
Walk to the dugout.
Okay, that's just the way baseball goes. Yeah. I mean, that's all there is to it.
We'll talk to you in 5 days then. All right, bye, Derek.
Okay, bye.
You hang up first. He's not hanging up.
Are you still there? Oh. Thanks, D-Man.
Well, that went well.
Yeah, I don't...
That's our rotation hopes for the future.
No kidding.
Want I mean, to take I like,
how awesome is that?
I don't know what to say, but I like it.
Got a lampshade on his head, just kind of... All right, well, good times. It's 2:11. It's Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I don't know what to say either, Dan. It's okay. It's next.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth.